Rail passengers are waiting to hear how much fares will go up by in the new year. The increase will be linked to inflation figures out later this morning. Forecasters predict a near 3% rise. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Future Rail.
Year after year, the poor old rail passenger is getting a financial kick in the teeth. And, you know, I think it's not sustainable. We have the highest walk-on fares in Europe. It's deterring people from travelling by train. And we've noticed that the number of people buying season tickets has actually started to fall off now.
The House of Commons Speaker insists he'll refuse to... We find out later how much rail fares are set to go up by. It's linked to inflation, and experts predict the increase coming in the new year will be just under 3%. Bruce Williamson's from the campaign group Rail Future.
Rail is a very environmentally friendly form of transport. To sort of price people off the railways seems just simply wrong.
And Edinburgh Council says kids will only be allowed... Rail passengers are waiting to hear how much fares will go up by in the new year. The increase will be linked to inflation figures out this morning. Forecasters predict a near 3% rise. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future.
Year after year, the poor old rail passenger is getting a financial kick in the teeth. And, you know, I think it's not sustainable. We have the highest walk-on fares in Europe.
Kids in Edinburgh will be allowed... Most of ScotRail's fares will rise by 2.8% in the new year. That includes season tickets along with anytime singles and returns. Off-peak fares will increase by 1.8%. It's linked to the retail price index rate of inflation. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future.
It's just yet another sort of unpleasant and unfavourable financial squeeze on the poor old rail traveller who's trying to, you know, make an honest living and get to work. And I think it's just not sustainable.
A campaigner who tried to prosecute Boris Johnson over his...